Welcome to Grow Radio, bringing you a different podcast on the hour, every hour.
Hey folks, and how are you doing? Now, welcome to this episode of the Grow Radio show. Now, this is where I talk to the people who feature their podcast on Grow Radio, and I find out a little bit more about them. I find out how they got into it. I find out why they're passionate about the topic and what you can learn by listening to their show and connecting with them. So today, I am joined by Anne Bland, and we are going to be talking about her podcast. Now, rather than myself say the title, I'm going to bring Anne in so we can have a little chat about it, and then she can introduce it. So let's bring her into the stage. Say hi, Anne. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
No, it's great for you to be part of Grow Radio and part of the show as well. So, for the people who don't know what your podcast is and what it's called, tell us about it. What is it about?
My podcast is called Tantric Sex for Lovers and Others, and it's all about embracing pleasure and happiness and understanding how Tantra can help with that. And it's my labor of love in many sense, because it's also kind of self-love thing, because I'm not very, how shall I say, I can get into rabbit holes. I can start talking about things that then kind of people say, why did you jump to another topic about this? But it's kind of flow of my flow. But what I really love about it is that I've got so many amazing guests and so many brave people to come and talk about their stories about how they've reclaimed their pleasure and how they've got better relationships and how their sex has been better or even sacred. And it's really good fun. And because sex is serious, and I just want to make it fun. I don't want people to get hooked up with the words or with the taboos or myths or conditionings, and I really want to embrace sex and sexuality, and in a kind of respectful tantric aspect, I suppose.
Nice. And to be fair, I completely get what you mean by it being a very taboo subject, and I get some people are very kind of squeamish or scared of talking about it. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that I knew I was taking a massive risk just to even show up and talk about a topic like this. And I am a qualified, certified sex, love and relationship coach, and my majors were in tantric sex and men's sexuality. And being a mother of a boy, an adult man, actually, and two adult women, I felt that men needed a little bit more knowledge, but encouragement as well. I think women are kind of learning all the time, but well, I don't know. It's difficult to say. I'm not a researcher, but I just want to encourage and inspire people to have more pleasure in their lives. And that's it, really.
Lovely. So if we talk about your podcast, which anyone here can listen to it on Grow Radio every Wednesday and Friday at 9 o'clock in the evening GMT time. So the type of kind of content you share on your podcast, tell us about it. And because there's 36 episodes at the time of recording, there'll be more by the time this gets released, but it's 36 at the moment available to listen to. And what kind of topics do you talk about in the podcast?
Well, I started off just introducing what is Tantra, and it is something that is in ancient Asia. They developed even 5,000 years ago, and it's kind of an understanding that sexual energy is also your creative energy and your spiritual energy. So it's something that creates life, literally, but also you can transmute it into having more energy, having more joy in life, joie de vivre, as they say here in France, where I'm at the moment. So it's something that I really want to bust those myths, and it's a lot of myth busting, but it's also I'm not a sex educator as such, but there is a lot of tips and a lot of discussions about issues and how I would perhaps approach it as a coach. I do online one-to-one and also couples coaching, and I've created a couple of pleasure quests as well, so people can learn on their own.
Hang on, pleasure quests. What, you've got to expand on that, because as soon as you said that, your face lit up. It was a case of, yeah, I'm saying something that people aren't going to get. So tell us about Pleasure Quests.
Well, Pleasure Quest is really based on my little e-booklet. That's a free download. It's called, the e-booklet is called Pleasure is Your Birthright, 7 Holistic Sex Tools. And people often think, oh, sex tools. Oh, she's talking about, you know, some toys or something. No, I'm actually talking about something that is within your body and you can practice them. And they're called intention. It's the second one is focus, presence, breath, sounding, energy, and movement. So those are the things you can use if you know how, during self-pleasuring and during lovemaking, but also in your life. So they kind of work at the deep nervous system level. And you can, yeah, I'm just very passionate about that. And what I then did was to create male Pleasure Quest and female Pleasure Quest based on those holistic sex tools. So it's like a challenge for 7 days or something.
Great stuff. And to be fair, when you mentioned about having more happiness, more joy, more creativity in life, who doesn't want that? You know,
yeah, and in such a fun way. Come on, Gary, you know, what's more fun than sex? I mean, if you can have, you know, happiness or enlightenment or peace or anything like that, if you know how to kind of go away from that very kind of one model way of understanding sex, I think that's what I'm trying to do, is to open people's horizons, you know, what is possible and what can you do. And lots of people, for instance, one guest who's very dear to my heart, she's 36. She said that she's never self-pleasured in her life ever. And she was kind of outsourcing her pleasure to a partner always. And until she actually started learning from me as my client, she hadn't done that. And she says it's absolutely amazing how her whole life has changed by embracing self-pleasuring and being okay about it, because especially in these Catholic countries, it can be very stigmatized, especially for women.
I can imagine. And before we kind of move on, I can't, the thought of outsourcing pleasure to my partner, I never thought about it like that whatsoever.
I don't think men need to. Because everybody kind of thinks, oh, they know what to do. You know, they come, you know, to, you know, we have sex and they know what to do and they can give me whatever. And actually, this is horrendous statistic. You know, women actually, if I could just remember, I think it's like half of the women have faked an orgasm, because there's always this kind of pressure to have an orgasm. And then 80% don't even come. They don't orgasm during intercourse, but because there is so much kind of, it's so goal oriented, instead of actually thinking about and embracing pleasure, I think it can be quite toxic. And if you can't then have the honesty and embrace the kind of intimacy and vulnerability, I think the relationships fail mostly because of that. Yeah, so.
Yeah, no, I completely get that. And it's, the last thing you kind of want is something that should be pleasurable, something that should be kind of fantastic and a joyous occasion for both parties, to become toxic.
Yeah.
Especially if it's, as you said, very goal orientated, that puts pressure on people. And that's just not a fun, and it doesn't matter what topic we're talking about. Once you put pressure on something or make a goal of it, it loses all kind of fun and kind of pleasure from that. And
of course,
who would want that from an activity that should bring you joy?
Thank you for saying that. But I think it's unconscious. People don't really realize what's happening. It's just the kind of the model that's been fed to us through porn and through, you know, the kind of locker room talks or whatever. And actually, I know, you know, young men are quite lost. You know, even adult men are quite lost. So just to kind of, if you can learn what's pleasurable to you rather than always go to visuals or going to stimulation outside of your body, you can learn that. But our societies are very different nowadays. It doesn't work like that. I don't know, in the early 20th century, people didn't have any kind of magazines or videos or streaming devices. They actually learned pleasure through their own bodies or exploring other person's body. And this is what I really want to go back to, that people would embrace that and be curious, be playful, be joyful, and kind of dare to be vulnerable and having those quite tricky discussions, saying, okay, I actually would like it this way, or I would want this, or can we just hold each other? Can we eye gaze, which is a beautiful tantric practice where you, and it's quite scary. Lots of people don't actually like looking each other in the eyes when they make love, and even in social situations. So that is where you really connect and become more intimate and more close to each other. So there are kind of practices that I teach that are based on communication, intimacy building, you know, breathing together. There's so many things that we kind of don't even think about. And it's just going to, okay, it's somewhere, sex is somewhere in a box. It's somewhere neatly tidied away, and it kind of comes out only once in a while, and ideally very quietly and in the dark. So there's a lot of things that need to be, you know, aired and talked about. And if I can do it in my very imperfect, very scatterbrain way in my podcast, on my podcast, I'm very happy. But, you know, one does what one can.
What I love about it is that you covered in that little bit so many different kind of topics, which I could just kind of just ask you about, like the way that generational changes kind of affected it. So if, you know, as a person in his 40s, my perception is going to be different to someone in their 20s, you know, something like that. So you've already loved how you covered that. And you also started to give us little tips that we could actually start implementing as well, which is fantastic. Now, if we talk about your podcast a little bit deeper, I'm interested to hear from you. If I was listening to your podcast for the first time, which podcast episodes would you kind of want me to listen to get a good idea of it? Have you got any kind of key episodes or any episodes that really kind of stand out as a, you've got to listen to this? If you're going to listen to maybe two or three, this is one that you've got to listen to, just to give people a kind of a heads up of where to start.
I would definitely go for the trailers, because there is a kind of my why there. And I'm starting with the first one, which is called What is Tantra? And to be honest, I'm actually saying I have no clue, even though I'm a tantric, qualified tantric coach. But it's because it's such a minefield and anybody can say and claim anything. But it is something that I find being my kind of worldview. I look my the world through tantric lenses, and I see that we are all one in many ways. It's my philosophy of life as well. So I try to weave that in as well, because what I love about tantra is that it actually doesn't criticize or judge anything, but it transforms everything. There are a few principles and philosophical kind of understandings. And then there's all these kind of neo-tantra sexual practices that only came to the Western world in the 60s. And before then, it was created thousands of years ago for people who have families and who have businesses, and they can't just go and get enlightened in a monastery somewhere in the Himalayas and meditating there, you know, and being ascetics. So it's something that is truly modern in so many ways and fits with the modern neuroscience and even trauma healing, because there's so I talk about actually a lot of trauma. And there is one episode where I talk, I can't remember what the number is, but it's why I, that's quite recent one, 30 something, I think, or 20, I can't remember, but it's my own story. And I would not start from there though, because it's a story of my healing from sexual abuse, and why I still feel that this is the way for lots of people to heal and grow together, grow within themselves. But yeah, I would start from first one. And then there are a couple of asking for a friend episodes, which are like kind of coaching episodes. So anything that starts with asking for a friend, there are guests there who are asking questions from me, or they want coaching for something.
Nice. I must admit, when I hear about people's stories and journeys, sometimes it's good for me to listen to them right at the start, but I've listened to that episode, and I would say listen to that episode if you're a new listener after you've listened to a few. I can remember when we first spoke about you having your podcast on Grow Radio, I was first of all saying in my mind, it was like, yes, That's good. I want to share these ideas. I want to share. The whole point for me when I listen to a podcast or when I'm hearing a podcast for the first time is I want to hear a different viewpoint. I want to hear something that I'm not. I want to understand that topic a little bit more. So if I felt like that against a new topic, I thought others should do as well. So that's why you're on kind of, I said yes straight away, but I started with what is tantric.
Yeah.
And that was a really good episode for me to kind of understand it. What I loved about what you just said, though, was that tantra isn't just about sex. It's about the whole, it's all about the philosophy, about seeing different things.
Yeah.
And if you relate that back to what we were talking about, happiness and joy and creativity, actually, what you're talking about isn't, sex is just a component of that. Have I got it right?
Yeah, definitely. It is such an important and innocent and natural way of actually having energy on tap. It doesn't mean that, you know, that there's so many ways you can use sexual energy. It doesn't need to mean self-pleasure or having sex. You can actually just tap into it once you learn how. And you can learn to circulate the sexual energy in your body like they did all those thousands of years ago. And you can actually, in Taoist tradition of Tantra, which comes from China, and is very similar to I Ching, there is in terms of philosophy and understanding, there is a way you can actually take that sexual energy that you've created in your body into any organ or tissue of your body. And I'm just a novice in that one, but it's really wonderful to think that, am I healing my thyroid problem? Am I healing my heartbreak? Am I healing my tummy issues or digestive issues? I mean, it's just very cool. It's very cool. And we don't know enough about sexual energy or even sex.
To be fair, I'm a believer that we've lost a lot of ancient knowledge, a lot of knowledge which kind of the people used in kind of Taoist tradition when it started, you know, we've lost it. We've lost that knowledge. It's been passed, certain bits have been passed down, but overall, they were much, much more in touch with their feelings, their kind of the way their bodies reacted than we ever will be, because of the surroundings and the kind of civilizations that they were at the time. So
I wouldn't put the cap there. I wouldn't say that we will never be, you know, because I believe that, you know, in Tantra, you know, anything, you know, it's not like in yoga where you have to, you know, practice for 20 years before you can master an asana, a particular posture. But in Tantra, you know, because it's about awareness, you're a human being. We accept that there is this world, it's real, and there's a, you know, this body is real, you're real. And we have the kind of human nervous system, you know, which causes a havoc, and we have our emotions and all that, and our monkey minds that, you know, can be critical sometimes, but sometimes absolutely amazing. So we are a human body and mind, but we are also a consciousness. And when something happens in the consciousness, you know, it's like, you know, split second, and things can transform and change. You can actually change even your past, and you can, because there is no time in your nervous system, your old part of your brain. And this is what I really like, is that Tantra actually matches so well with nervous system, you know, the modern neuroscience. So your old part of your brain doesn't understand time. So when you go and do these particular coaching practices that I try to share as much as I can, but because I don't have a script, you know, it can go, as I said, down the rabbit holes. But it is something that we can actually work with anything that has happened to you in the past, or if you have a particular emotion, we can transmute, for instance, what we call in modern society negative emotions into energy, and we can really see that grieving and aggression or anger, you know, not aggression, anger or jealousy or shame, all these kind of things that are labeled as negative, they're not, they're just energy, they are just something that we can work with, their information. And I believe that if we have more people actually practicing these tools and talking about them and being open about having fun, you know, even just talking, it's something that will accelerate the human collective consciousness and change the way we treat the planet and the way we treat each other and ourselves. Because for me, it starts always from within. It starts from me. And if I change myself, people, by the fact that they are in my vicinity, will change as well, because the dynamic has changed and there is then that ripple effect. I don't believe that I can change the world anymore. I used to believe, and that's why I burned out. But I don't also believe that I can't change another person. But if I can really feel into my body and really be clear and have that audacity and daringness to be open and honest and vulnerable, I think magic can happen. And it doesn't apply just to sex or relationships, but in life in general, just showing up.
What a lovely way of saying it. What a lovely way of kind of thinking about things. I really do like that. And that's a lovely way to finish the show. But before we do, I just want to ask you two quick things. First of all, and you've already kind of mentioned a lot of different kind of hints and tips and kind of little things to think about, but if you're going to leave the listeners one thing to kind of really get their teeth into, one thing to get started, or one thought to leave on with, what would it be?
Just get curious and just start. It's just explore your body again as if you were a newborn baby, and then just take it from there. Just start learning what feels good to you and just create this safe haven for yourself where you can just play with yourself. I think that's the thing. It can be tricky and difficult, and it can be scary as well, because if you don't have your usual stuff and the nervous system has learned to, for instance, orgasm in a particular way, but if you can just have that curiosity, and as if you don't know, you can even think about that you're an alien coming to Earth in this body, and all of a sudden you have these different parts of that you can touch and you can see and you can feel and you can taste and smell and all these kind of things. Just going into your senses, being fully present in your five senses, I think is a mastery skill. And if you can learn to be fully present through your senses, whether it's about pleasure, whether it's about being with somebody else or in the world at large, I think you've really started on a good footing.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Now, you can listen to Anne's podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Grow Radio. As I mentioned, Grow Radio, obviously, you can listen to them on Wednesdays and Fridays, as I've mentioned, at 9 o'clock in the evening, GMT time, and watch it on YouTube as well. Anne, is there anywhere else that people should connect with you? If they wanted to find more information about the podcast and about you, how can they? And by the way, folks, all the links to the podcast and ebook and all that kind of shares, I will put into the show notes. So you don't have to worry about kind of those kind of bits, but how can people get in touch with you?
I love people getting in touch with me, and especially on the podcast. I've finally, after 6 months, people are actually sending me emails and Instagram messages. And because I said once that I don't think anybody's listening to me, I think I'm just, you know, talking to the air. And then all of a sudden there were all these messages saying, no, please keep going. Don't stop. You know, we're really enjoying, me and my husband, or I am enjoying, or whatever. So it was really lovely. So I've got a link, you know, link in bio, you know, on the Instagram, Selfishly Happy with Anne Bland, Anne Bland. And you can send me a voice message. You can email me, annablund@selfishlyhappyyou.com. That's my website, which is under development. Again, it's very imperfect. selfishlyhappyyou.com. And I think I'm mostly active on Instagram, which I shouldn't be, because they keep banning me all the time because I use the words that are not allowed. Yeah, so email is the best on my website, really. And maybe having that ebook, because then we can message each other directly.
I'll definitely put a link into the show notes for the ebook, also with the website. However under construction it is, I'll still put a link into the kind of that, and also the Instagram, the link to, so you can kind of get connected with you on there. But thank you so much for being part of Grow Radio. Thank you very much for actually having the courage and the strength to share everything that you're sharing in terms of the podcast and your journey as well with people. I think that's given power to a lot of people. So thank you. Thank you from me. Thank you for the listeners. And thank you for being part of it.
Well, thank you. My pleasure. Totally.
That's all right. And for everyone watching, thank you so much for watching and listening. Please connect with Anne on her social channels. Please connect with her on her website, download an ebook. And as I said, then, as she said, you can then start kind of messaging each other and go from there. But for everyone watching, thank you very much for watching the Grow Radio Show. Take care, my friends. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Grow Radio, bringing you a different podcast on the hour every hour.